I'm Faith Lapidus. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's Justice and Development Party suffered significant losses in local elections Sunday, including loss of control of the capital Ankara. In Istanbul, election results remain too close to call, with both sides claiming victory. Erdogan, speaking in Istanbul to reporters, acknowledged his party had suffered setbacks and vowed to learn lessons from the poll. He promised to introduce measures to boost the economy, which is mired in recession. With half of the ballots counted Monday, comedian Volodymyr Zelensky and incumbent President Petro Poroshenko were leading in Ukraine's presidential election. Election observers, including Mikhail Shebra from NATO's Parliamentary Assembly, hailed the election as competitive and free overall.
The number of international observers is the confirmation about the decisive moment in Ukraine's history. What I observed was a free choice by free people. Ukrainians demonstrated their strong commitment to democratic and Euro-Atlantic values. I saw the enthusiasm of citizens of all ages participating in the election process in impressive numbers.
The two men will face off in the second round of voting on April 21st. The Algerian president's office says longtime leader Abdelaziz Bouteflika will step down on April 28th when his term is due to end. There have been many demonstrations against the president in recent weeks demanding that he step down. This is VOA News. House Democrats are preparing to ramp up efforts to get the special counsel's